that was really special for me. I just look up to him.
Welcome to the Different Ability Podcast. I'm your host, Katie Fortune, the girl that says, it's not my disability, it's my different ability. We are going to dig deep every week discussing the challenges, the struggles, the successes and wins with being different. We will bring you inspiring and motivating stories and messages of people with different abilities that are living their best lives the way they were created. Are you ready? I know I am. Let's do this.
Hey, hey! Welcome to the Different Ability Podcast. Thank you for being here. I am your host and friend, Katie Fortune. All right. On February 10th, which was a Friday, it was my 34th birthday. And I'm not going to lie, I was utterly exhausted. The beginning of that week, I literally had been up from 3:50 in the morning. Yes, 3:50 in the morning, and ran straight through until 5-6 o'clock at night every single day. So when I got back on Thursday, around 4:30-ish, I caught myself standing in the kitchen trying to figure out what I want for dinner, and I caught myself falling asleep standing up. I knew I was at the end of my rope, and I was not only beginning, but really in burnout stage. It's something I'm really familiar with, kind of professional at it, not proud of it, but for sure I'm a professional at it. But my birthday, Friday, February 10th, that was a good day. That day I had the honor and privilege, and just I was so lucky that I got to spend an hour with my amazing mentor, Doug. Now, if you haven't heard any of my other episodes that I talk about Doug, Doug is my 78-year-old mentor. Yep. He's right up there. You know, I always joke with my parents that, you know, you have God or whatever you believe in. My parents are right under that. And Doug is trailing right behind them. So that's a joke that I say to my parents, like, hey, you watch it. Doug is trailing behind you, like real close. You make one wrong move. Yeah, you know. So I love spending time with Doug. I always learn something when I'm around him. And I have been so lucky and fortunate to have learned so much about how to be a good, quote, salesperson, a good leader, just an overall good person. He taught me all I know. And I say that and he gets so mad when I say that. But he taught me all I know about sales. Like, I'll never forget the first time him and I sat down when I was hired at this other company and we were working together. He was mentoring me. I'll never forget the first thing he said to me. We were at the, yes, local Burger King, you know, very nice establishment. And he was sitting across the table like an adult drinking a coffee. And I was across the table drinking an orange juice out of a box, like a boxed orange juice. Yeah, like a literal 4-year-old. And I remember him sitting there saying to me, well, Katie, welcome. I'm going to tell you right now, your job is not sales. Your job is not to sell. Your job is to go out there and make friends. You go out and make friends and you help your friends. That's what sales is. I'll never forget that. And that whole conversation turned into me saying that I make friends for a living because I truly believe I do. Okay, here's just a little break. I promise it's a small one. Have you checked out my online shop yet? www.shopkatiefortune.com. If you have not, you should, because I am adding more and more all the time and even more here soon. Everyone loves those different ability t-shirts I have. Don't you worry, they're coming back. And we have so many more things coming your way. Another thing I want to say, if you don't want to miss out on anything that is coming your way, whether it's with my online shop, or a course that I'm working on that's coming your way soon, or maybe I'm speaking at a really cool event that you want to know more about or want me to speak at, head over to my website and join my email list. On my email list, I am sending out, you know, a few emails a week, or maybe even one email a week, specifically with behind the scenes and extra new things that are happening. I'm not posting that stuff on social media all the time. So if you want the behind the scenes, what's going on, and I ask a lot of advice, like I need your help over there too, get over to katiefortune.com and sign up for my free email list. I promise you I won't spam you. All right. And we can all hang out over there. It'd be cool. All right, now back to the show. I'm so grateful for Doug. He got after me on Friday when we hung out, had coffee, because I said, I go, you taught me everything I know. And he goes, no. I go, but you saw something in me that I didn't see in myself. And he said, I saw something special. I saw the personality. I saw what you could do. And I was just there for you, pretty much, is what he said. It was probably better. He has way better words than me right now. But that was really special for me. I just look up to him. He's awesome. He's amazing. And I've learned so much from him. And I am so grateful for him taking time to spend with me. And so we had coffee. We sat down. We reminisced. I showed him my wedding video. Not a lot of people have seen that. It's something very special for Chad and I. And I was like, hey, Doug, do you want to watch? And it was the sweetest thing. He got a tear in his eye, and I don't know. He's just a really special person, and I am really grateful he did see things in me that I didn't see in myself, and he believed in me when I didn't believe in myself. He always has. And he grabbed my hand, and he goes, hey, do you ever think 5 years ago you'd be where you are today? And I smiled, and I put my hand on his, and I said, hey, Doug, I've known you for close to 8 years. He goes, what? And I'm like, yes, it's been like 8 years, Doug. So, you know, time flies when you're having fun. And I cannot stop smiling. I don't know if you can hear it in my voice, but I can't stop smiling. He is just one of my favorite people of all time. And he's a genuinely amazing human being. And I'm just so grateful that he's in my life. So I don't know what I'm coming on here to talk to you about, but I just wanted to share with you that I had such a great time spending with Doug the other day or the other week or whatever, and it was so fun. And I just want you to step back and take a moment and realize that time does go by so fast and life flies by. These years are just so fast. And I just sat there and I just watched him talk to me. And he was sharing with different things with me. And he always, always wants to know what I'm up to. What's next. He likes to tell me that he told me so sometimes, which totally is justified. And I need to hear that sometimes or all the time. And he is always rooting me on and just so excited for the different things that I'm doing or Chad and I are doing together. It's just really special. And even though we do technically sell against each other, yes, he still works minimally because he's that kind of guy. He likes to go and help people. It's his customers. Those are the people, his friends that he's created that he wants to keep helping. And I applaud that. But we did head over to one of his customers. At one point, they were mine. They were his, mine when he left. And then now he works with them again, which is wonderful. And so I had some parts and pieces that we could get for his customer from one of my other customers. This is confusing. I know. I apologize. But I said, Doug, I have the parts in the back of my car. I can drive over there and help you. He's like, okay. And we're walking through the building together. And I turn and look at him and I said, hey, Doug. He goes, yeah. And I said, this brings back memories. And I smiled. He looked at me and he smiled. He goes, ooh, it sure does. And we go down and help his customer out. And he walks in the door and gives his customers hugs. And just such a bright light, always. Always a bright light. And I just love watching that. And I was joking around with them as well. And we all had a good time. And then I was on my way. I gave him a big hug. And hopefully we'll get together here very shortly again. But I'm just really grateful for him, again, seeing something in me that I didn't see in myself. And he just continually believes in me. And even the craziest things I'm up to, me burning myself out, that's where he tells me he told me so, which is, again, justified. But he said, he goes, I know you have that drive, and that's what keeps you going, you know? And I'm like, yeah, you're right. And I don't know. I'm just going on and on and on today, and I apologize. But I just wanted to record this memory for myself, but also for you and people in your life. Why don't you go give him a call? Someone that is really special to you in your life, give him a call. Say hi. Get some coffee. And if those people, unfortunately, if someone that you're thinking of is not here anymore, you can still talk to him. You can still talk to him. Believe me, I do that with a few people in my life that are not here. Well, that's all I really have today. Is just be super grateful for where you are in life. And if you're in a tough spot and you're feeling down, I want you to take a moment to think about and look back on your journey and how far you have come. I don't know where this saying came from, but it just sticks with me always. Is you have literally survived all of your hard days up until now. You can still keep surviving these and just be really thoughtful and grateful of what you have been through and how hard you have worked and where you have come in life. The world needs you, my friend. You're here for a reason. Get out there and live your best life, whatever that looks like. Have an amazing day. Talk to you soon. Wow, can you believe it? It's already done? Another episode is complete. Thank you so much for listening today. And if you want more, head on over to katiefortune.com/podcast. There you will find a link to all of the different Ability Podcast episodes, along with where you can join the exclusive Different Ability Podcast Facebook group. Lastly, if you enjoyed this episode, please share it with a friend or family member. And I would love it if you left a 5-star review. The more reviews and ratings we get, the more incredible stories we can share each week. And remember, it's not your disability, it's your different ability. Are you ready to share it with the world?